Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Oh, what a show, Herbie. Done and dusted. How you feeling? You look so tired, man.
I don't think it gets bigger than the show we had today. Niall Horan. You teed up Niall Horan, One Direction member, on the show because there's talks about there being a reunion.
Yeah, get excited for this. It's probably the biggest ever chat we've had on the show. My cousin Blakey, he's a pro golfer that signed to the management company that Niall owns. So I used my connections through him to get Niall from One Direction on the show to talk about the massive reunion of 1D. What a chat it was, Herbs.
Yeah, it was a great chat. Love Niall still.
Also, I'm attempting to sell a laptop. That went a bit pear-shaped though, didn't it?
Talk about a guy who loves himself. That is you,
I made a few enemies this morning.
And I brought out my party trick. Can we have a new game for you?
That's right. It actually went nuts. You know what? Alpha Bucks is a game we play that doesn't make the podcast, and the phones go nuts because we've got $500 cash up for grabs. I don't know if this is sad or really good, but the phones went even crazier for your tongue game than it did for the Alpha Bucks.
So you can guarantee it's coming back next week.
100%. There was a lot more in there as well, guys. Enjoy the catch up. Have a great day. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
This is very exciting, Herbie.
Well, it is exciting because there's been a lot of rumours this week online about a potential One Direction reunion, that they're going to be getting back together, because in a few months' time, it'll be 10 years since we first heard of 1D. So fans are speculating. People want answers. Liam, he went online the other day and was doing Instagram Live with the DJ, and he nearly let slip something. So we want confirmation, and you believe that you have the confirmation for us right now.
Well, there's only one person to ask, and I've used some of my connections to get this man through. It is a massive exclusive for the Goulburn Valley. We're very, very excited to get Ireland's very own Niall from One Direction. Mate, welcome to the Josiah and Herbie Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Niall. What are you up to at the moment?
Believe it or not, at the moment, I'm driving. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, Niall, Herbie sounds a little bit lost for words.
No, I'm just trying to work out if this is Niall.
What you, of course, don't. It's Niall from One Direction. Niall, it's really you, isn't it?
Okay.
As far as I know, it's really me, yeah.
No, mate, sorry about Herbs. We do really, really appreciate you for your time this morning, and we won't keep you for too long because you are a very, very busy man. The question we did want to get you on for is One Direction, the big reunion. Are the rumours true?
Look, I cannot confirm or deny any of the rumours right at this time. But believe me, we get a lot of requests, people asking us to reunite.
Well, I noticed last week, Niall, a lot of One Directioners noticed as well that yourself, Liam, Harry and Louis, and the official One Direction account, each began following Zayn on Twitter after he did exit the band in 2015. Does that mean that when you guys do reunite, Zayn will be part of it?
Look, Zayn's got his own issues. None of those have got anything to do with us, except for the fact that he's got no talent, let's be honest.
No talent?
No, if it wasn't for Sia, nobody would even know what songs he's been doing on his own.
And, Niall, you've had a pretty successful solo career since leaving the band. The only one that's probably on your level would be Harry. Do you consider yourself a better musician than Harry Styles?
Look, none of us are actually musicians. We've all got our own songwriters. If you listen to our songs, they're all rather contrived and don't even suit us. I mean, my latest single, it's a reggae feel, and I'm from Malingering, Ireland. Go figure.
In a selfish question by me, Niall, is there a lucky lady that you're stuck in isolation with at the moment?
Well, they're all lucky. But no ladies right now. I'm actually busy working on the farm, the family farm.
So there's room for space for one more, some would say.
I didn't know Niall from One Direction had a family farm. What do you guys farm there, mate?
We're Irish. We farm potatoes.
Ah, good spud. Love a good spud.
Niall, one last question. This is the final question before you go. Herbie here is single. She's been obsessed with you for many years, like we've talked about. Is there any chance that when you're back in Australia, you'd be willing to go for a little coffee or a little drink? Or even maybe if we're still in isolation, an ISO drink?
Oh, look, I'm a pretty busy boy when I'm down under, but I've always got room for another secret herbs and spices.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
I want to jump over to Canada at the moment because there's a study that has been done over the last 2 years and their findings have just been released, and it is very interesting to say because it's about a lady who survived a gunshot. So she is 30 years old, or was at the time, and she lives in Toronto in Canada, and she survived a very close-range gunshot, and people were wondering how. So she's gone on to live her life, but all these researchers have come together and they've gone, no, we need to work out how she survived it and let other people know our findings, because was it by chance, is she a superhuman, or was she just very, very lucky?
You hear like 50 Cent, didn't he get shot 9 times? It might not have been as close a range as this girl, or, you know, maybe it went into a certain part of her body where there's no organs or something. I don't know.
It's a tricky, tricky thing. But also, she's gone on to mention the trauma and everything that she's had afterwards. And so they've tried to figure out if the gunshot and the trauma has anything to play with it. But I, when reading this study, was more interested at what saved her life. And so I want to give you 3 guesses.
Here we go.
To try and guess how she is living today.
Bulletproof vest.
No.
That's one.
That's one done.
She drank lots of milk, so she's got strong bones and they deflected the bullet. Close. Am I close?
Good guess. No.
That's one more guess. Off the pressure's on. She was chunky but funky.
No.
Wouldn't that, surely that would work, wouldn't it?
No, that's just silly. She survived, listen to this, she survived a very close gunshot range to the chest because of her breast implants.
Ah, I feel like I've heard of this sort of stuff before.
She survived. It actually deflected. So it didn't, like, bounce off her, but it didn't go straight into her. It deflected the bullet and made it just stuck in the implant, so it actually didn't even hit her skin.
Maybe that's why you said this happened in Canada, right, in Toronto.
Yeah.
In Brazil, here's a fun fact for you. It's a pretty rough country. Maybe that's why. This is a fun fact. Women, it's a tax deduction to get your boobs done, to get fakies put in. So maybe they're ahead of the game here. Maybe they wanted to curb violence here and knew that so many people were getting shot. So they said, ladies, this one's on the government. We're going to save your life here. Don't worry about your bulletproof vest.
Out of all that, do you know what I love the most?
What?
That's the fact, you know. That I'm from Brazil. Women can get breast implants cheaper.
Says a lot about the show, doesn't it?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Herbie, I need your help with something. Oh, what's new? I need your help with everything, to be honest.
All right, lay it on me. How can I help?
I need money, first of all.
Don't we all?
Obviously, everyone's doing it a bit tough at the moment. My car service, my car rego is coming up in June. I'm like, how can I make a quick fix, a quick bit of coin? So I bought a laptop, an Apple MacBook Air, like a brand new one a few months ago, thinking that I was going to use it heaps. I've used it once, and that was to watch some footy on it. And now footy's cancelled. I literally haven't opened that thing again.
Yeah, footy on it. Good one.
I watch some sort of show on Netflix, who knows?
So you've used it once, and you're thinking, I'm guessing now that you want to sell it for some money.
Exactly right. So I thought I could sell this brand new laptop. Now, I paid $2,000 for it, $2,000, and I thought, you know what? There's an easy $2,000 cash. Now, my question to you is, before I post it on Shepherd and Buy Swap Sell or Facebook Marketplace or wherever I decide to sell it, or maybe we could take bids on air, there's an easy way to sell it. Because I've bought it brand new for $2,000, is it automatically devalued like a car as soon as it gets out? And do I now put it up there for $1,500? Or, you're going to love this, or, because it's Josiah from the radio.
Stop. Get over yourself.
If I did a little signature on the MacBook.
It's $4,000.
Could I chuck it up starting bids at 2.5K up it? Could I actually make a bit of coin off this laptop?
If you're worried about that you've used it once and that's devalued it, if you put your name to it, it'll devalue it even more.
Wait, my reputation isn't that bad, is it?
Sure. It's terrible. So you reckon, because you are Josiah Sharla, the guy off the radio in Shepparton, that you... We'll get a lot of money for this.
I'm not saying that's what I'm saying.
You're saying that's facts.
I was just floating the question by my beautiful co-host Herbie to say, is it worth more or less? $2,000. Where do I put the starting price when I chuck it up to sell?
Golden Valley. Get a load of this guy for your hump day. The tickets you have on yourself is unbelievable.
Well, I thought if it's devalued a little bit once it sells, surely I could still, you know, sell it for cost price. Imagine, kids, if you're listening, imagine being able to tell all your friends at school that the MacBook that you are using to do all your schoolwork on was once owned by Josiah. Like, imagine, that's in my eyes.
Do you want them to be bullied?
In my eyes, it's worth $50,000 starting.
It's definitely not. Oh, God.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I want to jump over to Mexico City.
You been over there before?
I've been to Mexico, yeah.
I've been to Cancun. Cancun, that was wild. I haven't been to Mexico City, though. A bit scared of that place.
I went to Mexico. See, I didn't like Cancun. I thought that was just so commercialised and too many people. But places around Mexico and Cancun are beautiful. Even jumped over to Cuba, which was gorgeous. But currently, Mexico's president, he's not happy. Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Is not a happy
man. Great pronunciation. Somebody did Spanish in year 10. My goodness.
You know me. So he's not happy at the moment, and he's not happy at a certain people. So when you think of Mexico, I think this is because of movies more so. You do think of gangs and drugs, like their drug lords, El Chapo, for instance, who's locked up at the moment. You do think of them. And so
wasn't El Chapo your dealer? Or was that someone else?
Yeah. Yeah, you would know. And so he was over there and he's not happy at the moment. You'd think, you've really thrown me. Had my story all sorted and you have to take it to a stupid area as usual. So Mr. President, he has a lot in his mind. He's trying to sort out drugs and trying to sort out all the gangs over there and to stop crime. But at the moment, he's got to stop the gangs from doing something else. Because with everything going on in the world, in terms of coronavirus, people isolating, people losing jobs over in Mexico, people in need, the gangs have stepped up. The gangs are delivering care packages to poor people over in Mexico, which includes boxes of cooking oil, rice, sugar, just your staples.
Well, that's amazing. And it just shows that just because you deal a bit of drugs and just because you do some bad crimes, you may do a murder here and there, you still have a compassionate side. Everyone has it, Herbs.
Well, that's what you'd hope. But the president, he doesn't think so. So he knows that these are all from the drug lords because they're putting their own stamps on the care packages. So they're letting everyone know that it's come from them. But he's come out and said, these criminal organisations have been seen distributing the packages. This isn't helpful. What helps is them stopping their bad deeds.
Yeah,
it's like,
a good
stop
point.
Hurting each other, yeah. Stop committing crimes, stop advocating gang violence, and maybe we'd be all right. Thank you for what you're doing, but stop doing this. We don't need your care packages. We need you to be peaceful.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's like when I watched that TV series Narcos. Who's the main dude in that one? The one in Colombia.
I've watched it.
He's El Chapo, but bigger. I've got a mind blank. But same deal. He was a hero to the poor because he used to, obviously, he'd made all his money from billions in drugs and he'd help the poor communities. They're like, this is
They're the modern day Robin Hoods.
Literally. It's like, that's all well and great, but the way you're making your money, maybe if we just cut that out, that there wouldn't be a poor.
What advice would you give them
to keep going? I'll keep doing what you're doing as long as we've all got a bit of goodness, don't we? Just keep spreading around the world.
I guess that will work.
What would you do?
I'm on the president's side. I'm going to be honest.
El Herbo.
El Herbo.
The El Chapo of Shepparton.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Hey, Herbs, you ever dated someone just because of their job?
No. No, I definitely haven't.
Yeah, you don't go on many dates, do you?
No, it's not that I don't go on many. I don't get asked on many.
Oh, do you want to play some sad music or something?
It's fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
I'm fine. No, I promise you
I've been on a date before. Don't worry.
Yeah, I promise. I'm loved, she says through the tears.
It's fine, guys. Move on.
This will make you feel worse about yourself. There's a girl. Her name's Paige Spiranak. Now, blokes, if you're listening, you know who she is if you love your golf, because she is probably the hottest golfer in women's golf.
Whoa. Big call.
She hasn't played because she hasn't made a cut since 2016, so let's be honest. She's not the greatest golfer, but she's very, very good looking. If you know, you know.
Okay. So she would be better than the average golfer like yourself, if she got to elite level.
Yeah,
she's just fallen off. Maybe she's a bit distracted at the moment.
No, she's a freak. Like, she's a professional. She's playing off scratch. She just isn't cutting it with the world's best. You know what I mean? Now, Paige has got a podcast on golf.
Handy.
So she must be okay to have a podcast and to play off scratch. Now, she's opened up about her dating life. And she's done a bit of a sob story, and she's opened up saying why she had such a problem in her past finding the right man. She's now engaged, which is good news. But her massive claim was that men used to date her just so they could get free golf lessons.
I mean, fair. As you mentioned earlier, she supposedly is very, very attractive. So I'm sure there would be two sides to it. They date her because, yes, she's beautiful. But, I mean, if you can get something on the side, isn't that always a bonus?
That's why I'm like, you've got massive tickets on yourself. If she thinks that these guys are dating her just on her golfing ability, just so they can get the lessons, if you see the photos of her, you'd be like, shut up, Paige. They're looking at you for something else. Now, she reckons that as soon as they'd organise a first date, their first suggestion, she reckons like 90% of the guys, but why don't we just go to the golf range? She just wanted a man to take her out for dinner, for goodness sake.
Isn't this similar to you? A fair few girls have actually gone on dates with you purely to get a foot in the door at the radio studio?
Yeah, you make a good point. Our street team here at Hit 96.9, every single one of them, they're just girls I've been on dates with. Hundreds of... That's why we've got 100 girls working for us. They come down to Harvey Norman. They get to work down there with me once every blue moon. They only get a shift once every 2 years because there's so many of them.
It's a pity, though. You're still single.
Yeah. Say no more.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
The other day, Josiah, we, dare I say, came close to breaking the internet when we revealed both our party tricks.
Yeah, I can blow a spit bubble.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's not good on radio because you can't really see a spit bubble being blown, but if you want to see it on Instagram, HitGV is the place to go.
And I can make this noise with my mouth.
Lot better for radio.
Yes. And so a lot of people would go, oh, she's just using her finger. You know that lollipop, and then they do that. Yeah, not doing that. It's not the side of my mouth. It's not with my finger. It's with my tongue on my top lip.
Yeah, you and I are on FaceTime at the moment because you are doing the show from your house there in Maroopna, and it is great to watch. I don't know. This is me trying to do what you do. Oh, yuck. I just licked the microphone. You're a talented lady, Herbs. I don't know I just can't figure out why you're single.
Neither can I. And, like, why am I doing radio? I mean, this should take me... global, surely. Imagine rocking up to Britain's Got Talent. Simon, I'm ready.
Yeah. The other day you performed yesterday by the Beatles by doing that noise. Now, we're going to take that performance you did a step further this morning.
That's right. I'm going to perform a song right now, and you simply have to call up on 13, 12, 16 and guess the song. If you guess the song correct, you will win some Macca's vouchers, which is very much needed at the moment because you can go through drive-thru. You can actually order them on Menulog.
Yeah, which is unbelievable. We love Macca's and everything they're doing to adapt during these times. So we do have a couple of vouchers up for grabs if you can guess the song that Herbie is... What do we say you're doing? Beating?
I'm a beatboxer.
Tonguing. Let's say tonguing. if you can guess the song that Herbie's tonguing, those vouchers are all up for grabs. Here we go.
Let me just... Get ready, okay. That's That's a song.
Wow, 13, 12, 16, if you think you know what that is. I've got no idea at all, but I will say, to watch that performance, you should be on Britain's Got Talent. The phones are lighting up, though. 13, 12, 16. If you want a couple of Macca's vouchers, we've got them up for grabs. All you have to tell us is the song that Herbie was just telling. We do have AJ from Shepparton on the phone. You keen to play, AJ?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do it one more time, Herbie. Are you going to give us a quick demo and you have to guess and tell us which is the song? Couple of Macca's vouchers up for grabs, AJ. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, I'm just going to do the first verse this time. I gave you two verses last.
Okay. Wow. Well done, Herbs. I still can't figure out what it is. But AJ and Shepard, and for a couple of Macca's vouchers, you got any idea what song Herbie is tonguing?
Is it Baby Shark?
Yes!
Wow.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, though, Josiah, I had to get a CAT scan. Because just checking, you know, on your health and everything, had an appointment.
Meow.
And a massive shout out again to the staff at GV Health. They were incredible. But it was something that I had to do yesterday that then last night when you and I were talking, our minds just went from the one thing I said to, whoa, where are we now? Because yesterday when I had the appointment, I was told that I had to not eat anything so fast 4 hours before my appointment. And that's not that hard. I mean, most people wouldn't even eat every 4 hours, but I think it's when you get told that you can't eat for 4 hours, you think, oh my God, I want to eat.
You and I, just before your appointment, met up for a walk and a coffee, did our one little outing for the day, right? And we went to Lemon Tree in town. I was like, you want to come on, Curbs, have a coffee. You're like, I can't, I'm fasting. I'm like, well, have a black coffee. Then you're like, I can't have it. How much did that kill you in that moment?
It just, do you know, I just felt upset because I wanted to eat something and drink something. But I guess it was 4 hours. I went to my appointment, I came home and I ate. So it wasn't the end of the world. But it did get you and I thinking about people who do fast. I know in a lot of religions you have to fast through at certain times of the day through certain times of the year. But then there is some people out there who will fast for 3 days. One of your friends has fasted for 3 days.
I actually had a mate last week that came off it, and I don't know the ins and outs because I'm no health expert, but he does 3 days often because he reckons it cleanses out your body, nothing but water. Doesn't sound fun.
Nah. See, I am not telling anyone out there in the Goulburn Valley to go and do a fast because I think it's ridiculous. If you have to do one, of course, yes. But if you're putting yourself on a diet of just water, that is just ridiculous.
I mean, he's got his reasons. He reckons it resets and cleanses your body. I'm sure there's a science to it, but that's not for me. What he does work for me is I naturally kind of fast, and that's why the word breakfast comes from. It's breaking the fast. I try to go 15 or 16 hours most nights. But
so
I,
intermittent fasting.
Intermittent, but I naturally do that anyway because I eat usually around 5 or 6, and then we do the radio show, and I don't have a chance to eat till after 9, so naturally I fast for 15 or 16 hours every day.
You did, though, mention that you know someone last night, and this is where it gets a little bit silly.
Yeah. Now, people, you didn't believe me. Not many people want to tell this. My mate's dad is very much into this thing. They live an alternate kind of lifestyle, and this isn't just like a fairy tale story. His wife was there, and he was like, we were talking about fasting, and he goes, I said, how long have you fasted for? Because I knew he did it a lot. And he goes, the longest I've gone was 28 days, nothing but water. I was like, no. And then his wife jumps in and goes, no, it wasn't 28 days. It was 32. He's like, oh, that's right. He goes, after like a few days, it all just went into one. 32 days.
After a few hours, I start thinking about food. What am I going to do after one day, let alone 32 days?
Nothing but water. No black coffee, no juices, not even a cheating little snack. I said, what was the first meal you had after it? He goes, you got to ease your way back in. He had some watermelon as his first meal. Because your body's like, doesn't know what to do after that long.
Yeah, because you're supposed to eat. That's it.
I'm sure you die. And we're not health experts, so we're definitely not recommending anyone do this. But surely after 32 days of nothing but water, your body, surely you die.
Don't do that, people. Don't do that. But this morning we do want to know how long you've had to fast for. So maybe you're like me, had to go in for an appointment and you had to fast, but then maybe you got postponed. So then you're longer. Your fast is going longer and longer because you keep getting pushed back. So maybe it did turn out to be you did a 24-hour fast and it probably killed you on the inside because you're going, all I want to do is eat.
I love the idea of it, but I'm just not mentally strong enough and I'll get that hangry after like an hour of not eating. How would I go after? Do you know what I mean? So 13, 12, 16 is our number. How long have you had to fast for? Fees in Katandra, how long did you go for?
Well, obviously, when you're pregnant, you've got to starve. You've got to go do a glucose test. So your stomach has to be kind of empty. Like, you can't have anything. So I think I starved myself till about 12 o'clock. Yeah. And the appointment was at 9 o'clock.
So how long was that all together? How many hours?
About 4 or 5 hours.
I tell you what, though, 4 or 5 hours when you're pregnant, that's, you got to double that in a normal, if you're not pregnant, it's normally 8 hours you're looking at.
Yeah. Yep. So when you're pregnant, you've got to do a glucose test. So it tastes like lemonade, but flat lemonade. So you've got to drink that really fast. So you kind of feel full afterwards. So that's why I didn't end up eating like till about 12, 1 o'clock. So,
do you reckon now, Fee, after doing that fast, that you could do a longer one or 4 hours is the max?
No. I've done a month. That's probably max.
I think the general consensus here on the show is, Herbie, we all love food.
Eat.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are working from home because of the coronavirus, Herbs. You included right now, you're broadcasting from one of your spare bedrooms. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, some people have been working from home, and not everything does go to plan. There's a TV reporter over in California. Her name's Melinda Meza. Now, she's pretty big. She's a big deal over there, like a really big deal. She's kind of like the, what's her name? Carrie-Anne Kennelly of America.
Okay.
So she's doing the show from home at the moment, and they crossed to her because they're doing a segment about people doing their own haircuts, which we've spoken about here on the show.
Well, I've seen a lot of people attempt their own haircuts. I saw a genius one yesterday where a girl just tied up her hair and then went cut and it actually worked out okay.
My sister did the same thing. Her boyfriend had long hair and last week they decided to put his hair up in a top knot because it was getting quite long. And so what she did is got the zero and she tried to give him a fade but it didn't work and went all the way round. It looked horrific. I think he had to shave the whole thing off.
At least being a male, it's a lot easier to do that. Being a female, when you have your long locks, you just go, I'm not shaving it off.
I know, that's the thing. The best thing about a bloke is, we can shave it off. And it's like, all right, let's just start again. For girls, it's a little bit harder. Melinda, though, she was filming this segment in her bathroom and she was talking about cutting her hair. So what she thought is in the live cross, she'd grab her fringe and cut a little bit off just to demonstrate to the live audience at home how it works. You think when something goes wrong that I'd be talking about the haircut. That's got nothing to do with the story. Her husband was having a shower at the time, which you thought she was in the clear. However, his reflection was clear in the mirror. It hadn't quite fogged up yet and his junk was out for the whole of America to see. People weren't complaining, though. People were tweeting, and a lot of people were screenshotting it. People were tweeting, that was a pleasant surprise. Here's the moment live on TV when she's on air, and listen to the reaction from the when they cross back to the studio.
So people won't have to do this much longer. In Stockton, Melinda Meza, KCRA 3 News.
Oh, she is brave.
Brave. Indeed.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are out walking at the moment. We're seeing so many more people. Even when you go for your walks or if you're driving to the shops, you'll see more and more people walking. Because that's one of the only things we can do at the moment.
Yeah,
and I think it's great to see.
This morning when I drove to work at 4:30 a.m., actually it was 3:30, I was up real early this morning, just doing research for the show.
Just remember, you got in at 5:30, I can recall.
Fine detail. You're not meant to tell anyone that. There was people walking already and it was pitch black and I was like, you guys are game. I was like, surely people don't have heaps to do. You can go for your walk at lunchtime. Sleep in, please.
Yeah, but maybe they're shift workers.
Good point.
And this is their lunchtime.
Good point.
Never assume. That's what I got told when I was at school. But I went for a walk yesterday afternoon with one of my housemates. Sim and I were walking, and I found this not only yesterday, but over the last couple of weeks. When you're walking, now that there's so many more people, like there's more people traffic on the roads and on the footpaths, you can get a little bit close to each other. And so, you know, when you're walking towards someone, you start to hesitate and go, do I go over to the side or do they go over to the side? And you know that they're thinking the same thing. And it's that awkward, well, we don't know. And then you get to each other and it's like, oh, yeah. And then you might go your own way.
Yeah.
So we had this not only once, but three times yesterday, just on a small block walk. And it got me thinking, we need to figure something out.
So have you come? Please tell me you've got a solution, because I went for a run yesterday around one of the lakes in Kiala, and the exact same thing happened to me. There's kids and bikes and ladies walking towards you. I just took the high ground and went up in the dirt or up on the grass in the garden, because I was like, I can't be bothered with an awkward situation.
Exactly. You know? But there should be a rule in place, and we're trying to say that is it the person closest to the fence line, they get to stay in the footpath and the other person gets to go around. But what happens if there's multiple people? Then we've really got to spread out. So I think, and this is really, have taken me a lot of time to think about this, I think we need hand signals. I think we need indicators for walking. Well, so like, you put your hands out and go...
Like a car.
Or you go the other side. And if that doesn't work, passing on the left.
Oh,
wide left.
That's so awkward, though. You know what? You would love this as well, because that's what you do. You and I have been on walks together. You'd be like that. And when's the moment that you make that signal, though? Because if there's a lady walking towards me on her walk and I'm on my walk, mm-hmm. for example, do you wait till they're 1.5 metres out? Do you wait till they're 20 metres out? Do you wait till they're in eyesight? Because that could be 100 metres away. Like, when do you make that signal?
Don't worry, Arnie Herbs has thought about this as well. Because when you're driving and you need to indicate, you need to give a lot of space. You need to give them a lot of notice around, if I can remember from my ELS test, I think it might be 20 metres. You've got to start indicating.
I thought it was the 3 second rule, isn't it?
2 second?
Yeah.
Around 20 metres, I think. That's pretty. I'm doing it in my head right now. So I think if we cut that, because we're walking, not driving, 10 metres out, start indicating.
You know, we're going to have to start. You're going to start having L's just for walking, P plates once you get advanced. And then before you go for a run, that's when you can start to get your full license.
And you have demerit points, so you can lose your walking license.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday was a bit of an exciting day for me, as I had an outing plan, which in this day and age... It was big.
You're a psycho. You are crazy. Can I ask the big question?
Yeah.
Was it essential?
It was essential. It had to be essential or I wouldn't be leaving. Because for me, it's a little bit harder. Like, I'm at home. At least you get to venture to work and then go home.
Yeah, this is it. My days are full on. I get to drive to work and back. Crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
See, I'm up and this is me. This is me for the day. So yesterday, I actually got to leave the house. I had an appointment at the hospital. And I kid you not, I actually washed my hair for this because I was leaving.
It's like you're going on a date. Were you meeting like a special someone there? Or was there a cafe at the hospital you could have gone to?
Just your stock standard appointment. So I was scheduled in at GV Health for a CAT scan, just have some few health problems that we're trying to get to the bottom of at the moment. And so I went to GV Health for the first time. I've never been there before. And you hear about hospitals all across the country at the moment and how chaotic they could be, how maybe scary they are, that it's just a little bit all going on with everything that is going on in the world.
Can I ask, when you rocked up, because this is how I picture it, and I haven't been up there since obviously the corona outbreak, is there like the full drive-in tent and stuff, or does it just look pretty normal?
It looks pretty normal, but out the front there is a little van set up, and so you've got to keep your distance, and you get, when you walk up towards the van and one of the lovely ladies there, they test your temperature.
Right.
And they ask you a few questions. And then once you get the all clear, then you're allowed to go inside. Very easy. Very easy. Anyway, I made my way inside and then made my way to the radiology area where I was getting the CAT scan. And there I met some lovely, lovely nurses. And that's who I want to give a shout out to this morning, because they were just so welcoming, but also so friendly that you didn't even realise that I was at a hospital while a pandemic is going on.
Because they're doing it tough, aren't they, at the moment as well, with everything that's going on. How busy was it inside?
This is the thing. So I had two nurses that looked after me at the start, Bridget and Hannah, and I cannot remember. I had a lovely male as well. He's been a nurse at GV Health for nearly 20 years. He was with me. I literally had the team, because they're not too crazy in that section. So what I thought that's just hospitals were, you know, going off their heads at the moment. But it turns out there's certain sections that are. Obviously, the respiratory sections are. But for them, because there's been cutbacks elsewhere, especially with selective surgeries being cut back at the moment, they're not too busy. So it allowed me to actually speak to the staff and see how they're feeling at the moment and get an understanding of what they're going through. And as I said, that they weren't too busy, but I think it was good because it gave you time to reflect and realize that, hey, these people are our living heroes. They're the ones that are going through this at the moment, and they're going through the toughest.
How are their spirits? Are they all pretty upbeat, like you said? Are they all, you know, loving life, or are they doing a bit tougher? Because obviously you hear different reports.
They see, the people I met, everyone was very chipper. Everyone was happy. Everyone would stop and speak to each other in the corridors. I just thought this was a great place to be. So I know I think the media has a big role to play in making this seem like such a crazy thing we're going through, and more so scary. Like, there's a big fear factor to people that is making people feel anxious. But for me, that's just in the media. Because when I was at GB Health yesterday, didn't feel that at all. Everyone was just so accommodating. It was a great place to be. I wouldn't go there if you don't need to. But definitely, If you go there, you're going to be looked after.
You don't just rock up because you want your outing for the day. Go if you have a reason. But at the same time, do it with a smile. And I think that's, like, they are Herbs. They're the ones that are under a lot of stress and, you know, people abusing, that sort of stuff. If they were so accommodating and nice to you, I don't think it's that hard to have a smile on your face.
Like,
I did my big Coles shopping yesterday. And everyone, you know, it's got that weird vibe to it at the moment where you're like, everyone feels like they're doing the wrong thing. Smile at people. Yeah, you have to keep your distance and stuff, but you can still look at people in the eyes. You can still smile. You can still do that stuff, because I feel like people are kind of losing that touch a little bit as well.
Exactly. And I think if you are in places like supermarkets, or if you're at hospitals, wherever there are essential workers, thank them. Be grateful for them. Give them a shout out and just say thank you for everything you're doing, because they are doing it tough at the moment.
Before we go, how are you? Are you okay? Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I should be okay. I'll get some results back soon.
Good news. I'll talk to you about that off air.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.